Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Hello and welcome to an episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And we are going now into visions. You know, last episode we talked about raptures, important aspect of the sixth dwelling. You know, this intensity of love, this spark that ever increases to bring us out of ourselves. And one of the clear signs of this being from God is that the person is imparted with some sort of enlightenment, understanding of the majesty of God, which bears the fruit of love in the soul. And from that chapter four on, she really, you know, sort of weaves in notions of visions and issues with visions and all these sort of things. Locutions a bit, but I made the, you know, sort of choice to lean into the concept of visions. So in her understanding, her being Corse Grisella, what is a vision? Vision is visions are sort of a supernatural, and I'm going to lean heavily on Kieran Cavanaugh here, just because he over the years, he's whittled down and offers these nice, tight definitions that are just truly and wonderfully helpful. So first off, we have to remember visions are supernatural. You know, not against nature, just above nature. And there's supernatural perceptions of objects naturally invisible or not visible by human beings through any natural means. So, you know, you gain some ability of knowing, understanding, and through her use of the word vision or seeing, but that would naturally be beyond our natural means. Teresa herself divides these sort of mystical visions into sort of three general kinds. There's the bodily, the imaginative, and the intellectual. These have different levels. They have different intensities. They can impact the exterior senses, exterior faculties, interior sense of faculties, and the spiritual faculties. All of these can impact in a variety of different ways. Bodily visions are visions seen by the bodily eyes. These are ones she has extreme issues with and we should be really worried about. And this, you know, visions are something that you should be naturally taking to your confessor, and in our current time in, you know, Christendom, you know, if you have a spiritual director, bring all the visions to your spiritual director. But bodily visions are something that, you know, is believed, that we believe that we perceive with our eyes in the external reality around us and or before us. In the imaginative vision, they are seen with the eyes of the soul, that is, with the internal sense of the imagination. In them, they are present, very concrete images. So, you know, we don't see with our eye, but we have images that come to our mind that go through our imagination. All right. And then finally, there's the intellectual vision. And these are, as Kieran Cavanaugh wrote, quote, in these, we have the absence of any image, without seeing anything with the eyes of the body or with those of the soul, i.e. the imagination. Thus, they cannot be described, and Teresa tries hard to share with us something of the admirable reality of what she contemplates, end quote. So these are sort of the purest in relationship to the visions, and the most solid in terms of, are they from God or are they not from God? The bodily visions being, of course, the one that can really cause a lot of issues, misleadings from the flesh, issues of, you know, the devil at work, and et cetera. And we can have a mixture of these visions together where we have both imaginative and intellectual elements are present during one moment, and et cetera. So, you know, these are a key aspect for the notion of betrothal. You know, as this betrothal is coming to a conclusion because we're meant to become married, these are all a means, or if they are from God, they're a means of helping to free us from distractions so we can give our total self over to Him. And all of these should have an increase of love in the soul. That's what they should, that's what the fruit should be. If you're not seeing love, love for God and love for those that are around you, okay, something's off the mark. If they're causing trepidation and worry in the soul, something's off here. If they're not giving you, as I said in the previous episode, a sense of understanding about the majesty of God, something's off the mark. And really, in kind of essence here, if you're seeing no real fruit of the Spirit, okay, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, put the brake on what you think is from God. That's why these things need to be tested. And that's why, you know, it's she makes assumption that, you know, because she's working with sisters, she's writing to sisters, you know, you're going to a confessor regularly. You know, you're going to a confessor regularly, regular confessor, someone that knows you and can challenge and push in certain regards. So these are very helpful things to remember, these aspects of visions, because they are, when they are from God, they're meant to bring about an intensity of our relationship and focus onto God and out of self, not because we're wicked, terrible, nasty, mean, etc. No, in order that we can be more free to give our whole self over to God. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a little review. It really does help me out. And if you want more of my content, I have my website at frankfarrar.com. There on my website, you can find links to my YouTube channel. You can find things I've written. You can also email me. All this at thefrankfarrar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.